President Barack Obama declared this cyber threat to be one of the most serious economic and national security challenges facing the country. That was 2 years ago. Recent reports indicate the government still doesn't have a handle on who is defending its networks in cyberspace. DHS National Cybersecurity Education Strategy Director Peggy Maxson explains why.
The most critical problem in establishing the cybersecurity professional workforce was indeed to first define what that is. And we weren't at a lack for definitions across the federal government. Every department and agency had their definition, which was at the heart and soul of the problem with establishing a cybersecurity professional field. The heart and soul is the fact that we couldn't even talk DHS to Health and Human Services, to the National Security Agency, about the duties of system administration, which should be a common duty across the federal government.
Which is where the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education Framework comes in. It's a dictionary of cybersecurity work divided into seven categories, from operating networks to analyzing cyber threats. Together, those categories contain 31 job functions linked to more than 1,000 knowledge, skills, and abilities, or KSAs. Maxson says this framework could be the structure that gives everyone in and outside government a clear idea of the cyber workforce.
From driving educational programs in K through 12 through training programs offered commercially to cybersecurity competitions, this is our keystone. What are we driving at?
She presented the framework as part of a web discussion hosted by the Government Business Council. She says some agencies are piloting the structure now, but words and charts alone won't fill the government's cyber gaps. Agencies have to do a better job of figuring out where those gaps are. National Cybersecurity Workforce Structure Strategy Director Angie Curry draws this analogy.
Department of Labor, along with the Medical Association, have determined that in this country now we need more geriatrics, people working in the geriatrics area, because they have done some projection and looked at, you know, the nation and looked at the nation's needs. And so we need to do the same thing in cybersecurity. What areas, what specialty areas are we needing folks in, and how do we make those determinations?
Agencies need to look at their recruitment strategies and policies too. The Government Accountability Office recently reported it can take a long time to fill slots that may not offer competitive salaries. Horde Tipton is Executive Director of the Cybersecurity Certification Consortium, ISC Squared. He says there's no shortage of cyber job seekers.
When you have an economic recession and you have some high unemployment rates across the world, you have more people flocking, trying to get into a field that pays pretty darn good right now and is met with the demand that it has. We see all sorts of things going on with people trying to get into the field right now. Our examinations, our training, and our educational courses are at all-time highs at this point.
At the same time, he says people can find plenty of flimsy two-hour certification programs online. That means agencies need to watch out for unqualified candidates, and they need to make sure current staff take continuing education.
And if you look at all of the the breaches that we had over the past year, practically every one of them had a human error involved that kind of opened the front door, was served as the weak link on doing this.
One of the problems cited in the GAO report was that many federal cyber professionals do other tasks. Karen Evans directs the U.S. Cyber Challenge.
There are multiple places where you need to may have to have specialization, like in the intelligence community, law enforcement. But there's a big bulk of professionals already within the federal government workforce that don't necessarily see themselves as cybersecurity professionals.
She says the Office of Personnel Management needs to create a cybersecurity job series that recognizes the diversity of work while bringing uniformity. Meanwhile, the public comment period on the NICE framework ends Friday. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.